So let's just take a deep breath and relax and breathe. Moving into that sweet, quiet space at the center of all life that is filled with love and light and beauty and harmony, health and wholeness, abundance, prosperity, energy, intelligence, creativity, and joy. Knowing that all of these exquisite qualities are the very essence of Source. And we are that. We are the leading edge extension of Source. We are that. It is an incredible, expansive, clarifying experience to realize who we truly are. We are that. We are the love and the light. We are the health and the wholeness, the intelligence, the creativity, the abundance, the prosperity, the joy, and the energy. We are that. And as we come into alignment, as we find a way to feel good, we allow all those beautiful qualities to stream through us and in us and around us and to radiate out from us and become a source of more love and light and peace and grace in the world. It is so empowering to find our connection to Source and to focus on it in ways that truly work. And Abraham helps us with that so much. And I want to share with you a quote from the Abraham workshop on December 11th, where a young woman said, "I'd like to share a very magical experience I had today. In the morning, I was just walking to work and I saw this beautiful sweatshirt. And just as an aside from me, it was a bright red sweatshirt with a reindeer on it. And it was just brilliant and beautiful." And she went on to say, "And I was like, I should buy it. It looks so pretty." So I went into the shop and I tried it on and I didn't take it off anymore. And my day keeps getting better and better. Up until now, I came back home. It's like 11 p.m. at night. My day kept getting more cool and exciting. So then I listened to the previous podcast about focusing on feelings. And I realized that's it. From the moment I wore this, it gave me such a feeling of beautiful and gorgeous that I just kept having those experiences. So I want to let you know, if you have any more, tell me." And Abraham said, "Well, isn't that just what we've been talking about? Some could argue it's conditional living. In other words, saw this, bought this, and this condition is the reason that I feel good." Well, that's accurate. It's also accurate that she saw it, was drawn there to see it, loved how she felt when she saw it, put it on, loved how she felt when she was wearing it, and then by continuing to wear it, continued to savor that good feeling. And that good feeling continued to be the primary reason for her point of attraction for the entire rest of the day. We don't think there are any other words or any better demonstration. She didn't complicate it by comparing it with everything else she'd ever worn or how much it cost in relationship to how much everything costs. She didn't complicate it by wondering how other people feel about reindeer on red jackets. She was just purely adoring it, and that's what we're talking about. And you have to find those things that are easy existing matches for you to adore, or for you to find interest in, or for you to savor. In other words, there are all kinds of ways you can be in a state of alignment by observing something beautiful, or even remembering something beautiful, or delicious, or interesting, or fascinating. Think about a touch, or a kiss, or a shower, or a moment of soothing. Just find it. Just find those moments, just like she did. And do what she did as much as you can all day long after you have donned it. So it's interesting to think about donning a thought. We're putting on a thought that feels good. And thinking about what feels good. In this example, it made her feel beautiful. It made her feel delighted with herself and excited about life. And she donned the feelings of beautiful and excited and delighted and enjoying her life in powerful and wonderful ways. So I invite you now to breathe deeply again. Breathe deeply into your heart center, using that sweet teaching from HeartMath that as we focus on our heart, the electrical field of our body expands much more than if we focus on our mind. So we're going to look for feelings that are heart-based, that things we love, things we adore, as she described adoring this sweatshirt. And it did look great on her in the video. The excitement about life is generated by how we're thinking. That's hard to take on sometimes. But Abraham's teachings are so clear that our thoughts are then responded to in contrast with our inner being's thoughts, or in comparison. And if we're thinking the same as our inner being, we are feeling love and excitement and delight. And if our thoughts are causing us to think the opposite of our inner beings, we're feeling the lower half of the emotional scale, maybe irritated or anxious or disappointed or angry. And so we're looking for those thoughts that feel good, that feel like love and appreciation, that feel like tapping into the beautiful stream that is the good that's ever available to us. For our inner beings are orchestrating the very best path of least resistance that they can for us in every single moment. All the good is endlessly lined up to get to us. And our part is to be a cooperative component in alignment with the love and the peace and the grace and the goodness that is all our inner beings see. So as we breathe and relax, we can begin by savoring that experience of taking a little time out to relax and give ourselves a moment to appreciate the gift we give ourselves when we choose to relax. That's the release of resistance. That's allowing more connection. And so we are loving ourselves as we choose to relax, as we choose to savor something. I wonder if the word savor brings a particular thought to your mind. What are things that you savor? Might be the fur on your pet, petting that beautiful fur that you love so much. Might be tasting something truly delicious. It might be basking in the ray of sunshine that's hitting your face. Might be savoring relaxation in a hot tub or a bathtub. Might be savoring sitting down to dinner with good friends and savoring the laughter that is generated by the conversation that you're having. It might be savoring a beautiful piece of music that you're hearing, or a band that's playing. Savoring life. What can you think of that you savor? There's so much of life that we can savor. But Abraham also talked about coming into a state of alignment by observing something beautiful. And as you think about your life, think about things that you see that are beautiful. It might be a piece of clothing or a work of art that you observe that appeals to you. It might be a beautiful flower that you have on the table in front of you, or something that grows in your garden or flies into your life like a bird. Might be a sky or a sunset or a reflection. Might be a change of seasons, something beautiful about the snow or the falling leaves as they change color in the fall, or something beautiful that you love at the beach in the summertime. What do you see in your life as beautiful? Abraham also suggested that being interested in something is a state of alignment. So see if you can think of something that is capturing your interest right now. I know I'm watching a series on television that I'm talking about with several friends all week long, waiting for the next episode. There are so many things that you can read or explore or research or experience that are interesting. What captures your interest that makes you want to delve into it further? Abraham also suggested we think about what we find fascinating. I saw the movie about Bob Dylan this week, A Complete Unknown. And I was fascinated by the story of his life and some details that I never knew about all the people who helped him along in his career. And I was also fascinated by several synchronicities in my life that happened on the day after I saw the movie, because people mention things independent of that movie entirely that were part of the movie. And law of attraction fascinates me. And seeing how things flow into my life fascinates me. So think about what is fascinating to you. What do you just want to explore more or experience more or investigate more fully? In this quote, Abraham didn't mention humor, but for me, some of my very best memories are memories of belly laughs about things that happened that were just so funny that I couldn't stop laughing, that have stuck with me for decades. Because life just is funny and fun and delightful sometimes. So think about situations or people or moments that were funny to you. People whose sense of humor really drew you into relationship with them. That's happened to me several times. I love people with a great sense of humor. So think about what makes life fun and funny. Abraham also suggested thinking about a touch. And that could be very sensual. It could also be very tender, like touching the cheek of a baby, or feeling a little hand slip into yours because you're safety for them. They want to be next to you. That little one wants to be part of your life and hold your hand. Think about what it's like to be touched in a way that just feels so delicious and sweet. As we come toward the end of this, one last thing Abraham suggested was thinking about a moment of soothing. Have you ever been in a situation where you were feeling upset or disturbed and someone came to you and spoke to you or hugged you or loved you in a way that was soothing, that helped you remember to relax and reconnect to Source? I love being soothed. And so we'll end up here with Abraham's advice. Just find it. Just find those moments. And as much as you can, savor those moments. feel your alignment with Source. Feel the love that is right here. Feel the peace that underlies all of the activity. Feel the grace that ever surrounds you and is ready to support you, adore you, love you in every moment. Life is good, and we are blessed. And so we can just stretch a little bit and find that easy space of relaxation in a waking state that supports us as we just return to that place of joy and reconnect at the end of the meditation. And so it is.